Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dirty Work Wednesday.
Hello. Hello.
Dirty Work Wednesday. Let's see Morning Zoo.
I have a little problem.
Must be out of your mind.
Call 473-104.5.
I almost didn't do it. I thought, is this in bad taste? But you know what? I went for it, and I'm so glad I did.
What's the worst that could happen?
All right, Dirty Work Wednesday is on the air at 473-104.5. Hi, who's this?
This is Sarah.
Okay, and now that's not your real name, though, right? That's the fake name we're using, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so what can we do for you on this Dirty Work Wednesday?
Okay, so I slept with a guy 2 weekends ago, and I think something happened because I haven't heard from him since that night.
Okay. Did he hop over a fence and start running away? Is what happened a one-night stand? I mean, isn't that what you think it is?
Well, no, because before we did anything, we were like dating for almost a month. And even the night that he came over, he said to me, so where are you going to go for breakfast tomorrow? So
you guys were sort of serious then?
Yeah, I felt very serious. I mean, for me, it was like the best boyfriend potential that I've had in a long time. But I feel like something happened when he spent the night and the next morning he just like took off.
Okay. Why do you think he left?
Okay, so this is kind of personal and gross, and I'm not really sure how much I'm allowed to say on the radio.
Well, I'll tell you what, why don't you just say it, and then I'll bleep out anything that might be too bad.
Okay. So, like I said, he came over and he spent the night. It was our first night together, and we made the decision that we weren't going to have sex, but then we were pretty much doing everything else, so...
Okay, so you were holding the runners at third base then?
Yeah, pretty much. So this is what I think happened. So... we were messing around, and I, you know, took care of business down there for him. And when I was done, he was like, okay, it's my turn. And I started freaking out because I'd never had a guy do that before, and so I was super nervous. And anyway, he was, you know, doing the thing. And like I said, I was really nervous the whole time, so I basically faked it so he'd stop. And then after it was over, we just fell asleep. And then the next morning, I'm in the shower, and I'm thinking about where I want him to take me for breakfast. And when I come out of the bathroom, he's gone.
Ah, the old disappearing act.
Yeah, and then I like run to the front window and his car is gone.
So did he leave you a note or anything? Like, call me later or...
No, he just took off. So I sent him a text that said like, so I guess that's a no on breakfast. And he never even wrote me back. So now I'm thinking there was maybe an emergency. So I text him and I ask if everything's okay. And I say, you kind of left in a hurry, and he finally writes me back, and he just says, I'm cool. So then I'm like, okay, well, do you want to hang out again later? And he says, sorry, I can't. I'll hit you up later. And then he never did.
Wow. Okay. Yikes. You said this was last weekend?
No, it was 2 weekends ago.
Oh, okay. So we could officially, after 2 weeks, then declare this relationship dead.
Yes, but why is the question?
Exactly. So, Sarah, I almost said your real name there for a second. You said you think you know what happened.
I have a theory.
Okay, what is your theory?
So, I'm on the keto diet right now, and I don't know if you guys are familiar with it or not.
The keto diet. Yeah, I mean, I've heard of it, but I don't know much about it.
Yeah, I have a friend who's going to try it or something, so yeah.
Okay, it's pretty great, but one of the side effects is I'm trying to figure out how to say this. It sort of changes the way a part of, like, a woman's anatomy can smell.
Okay. Oh, my God. Okay. I can't believe we're having this conversation. So it changes the way something smells. And I'm assuming it changes it in a bad way.
Yeah, for the most part.
Yeah.
It just, because your body's pH level changes, and it changes, like, really drastically. So
okay.
It affects the smell.
Let me just jump ahead to the finish line here. You think that this guy visited the downtown area and was not happy with the aroma, and that's why he took the A train out of town. Is that what you're so delicately trying to say?
Yes.
Okay.
And I mean, I just don't want him thinking that that's how I normally am, because it's not. It's just this guy.
I mean, have we officially covered everything now with Dirty Work at this point? Like, is there anything left?
Well, I mean, apparently she's not lying. I mean, someone just texted, it's true, Google keto crotch.
Keto crotch?
Yeah, I just Googled it, and there's like 10 stories about it.
Okay.
How?
Okay, so what you want to know, Sarah, is if this Austin guy is done because of keto crotch. And if he is, you want him to know that what he experienced is not the normal.
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Exactly what I want.
All right. How are we supposed to do this exactly? Are we supposed to call this guy up and be like, hey, have you ever heard of keto crotch?
No, I think we should call him up, ask him why he ghosted her, but we say we have a theory, and then we ask if there was a specific reason.
Okay, but if she's right, like, he's definitely not going to say that.
Well, we can just sort of hint at it and say, was that the reason?
Okay. We will figure this out for you, Sarah, and we will call him when we come back.
Hello?
Hi, good morning. Is this Austin?
Yeah, this is Austin. Who's this?
Austin, this is the Z Morning Zoo radio show. I'm Nick, Jordan, and Shaggy on Z104. How are you today?
I'm fine. How are you guys?
Good. I hear you laughing. So have you been listening at all this morning to our show? Because it would really help if you were, because then I don't even have to ask you what I'm about to ask you.
Wait, what are you about to ask me then?
Okay, so you have not been listening then?
I mean, no, I haven't been in the car yet, so no.
Okay. That's unfortunate. All right, so listen, I'm just going to rip off the Band-Aid here and come straight at you with this. We were talking with people this morning who have been ghosted, and we asked them why. We talked with a girl who called herself Sarah, but her real name is... You dated her for a while, and then you made out one night at her place, and then you never called her again. I think you were even supposed to take her out for breakfast, but you ended up bolting instead.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Okay, so she believes the reason you ghosted her is because of a bizarre side effect to her diet. She's doing the whole keto diet thing, and apparently it has a rather stinky side effect to a woman's body. Are you aware of any of this?
No, not really. Like, was she supposed to be farting a lot or something?
No, not exactly. But without getting too deep into it, does any kind of odor problem have to do, like, with why you ghosted her?
No.
Okay.
No, I ghosted her because she was up all night long talking crap about me with her friend.
She was?
Yeah. She was like, up all night texting her friend about me and saying all kinds of crappy stuff. So I was like, fine, I guess you're not interested, and I'm out of here.
Okay, what kind of things was she saying? How do you know she was talking about you, first of all?
I mean, so when I spent the night at her place, we fooled around a bit, and then we were sleeping. But her friggin' iPad across the room keeps beeping and beeping and beeping, like she keeps getting notifications on it. So I go to her, is that thing going to keep beeping all night? And she goes, oh, I'm sorry, it's connected to my phone, so whenever I get a text, it does that. So, fine, that's super annoying, but whatever. So, like, eventually I fall asleep, and it just keeps going off and off and off. So, like, I get up to turn the sound off, and I see these text messages that she's been getting. And I start reading the conversation, and it's all about me. It's all about me.
Oh, so, now, what did she say exactly?
So, she's talking about, like, I don't know if I can say this on the radio, but, like, I was doing stuff to her, and she was like, oh, I don't think he knew what he was doing down there. And, oh, the thing that pissed me off, she said that she felt like she was being attacked by a hamster.
Oh, wow.
And I was like...
Okay, so she was critical of your style then.
Oh, yeah, apparently. And they kept sending each other all these pictures and making fun of me. So I was like, fine, hamster out, you know? Like, I'll go find somebody who wants a little,
okay.
You know?
So, all right. So it had nothing to do with her diet.
No. Okay. I mean, the fact that she would even think that. I mean, no, she stayed up like half the night texting her friends all kinds of shit about me.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
You know, like, I wouldn't have left her without that.
Okay, well, I mean, I'm sure she'll be relieved to hear that that's all it is. Now, we do have her on the other line. Do you want to talk to her about that at all, or?
No, not really, no.
Okay. Well, listen, thank you for being, at least being honest with us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure, no problem.
All right, thanks again, Austin. Have a good day.
Yeah, hey, call anytime. It was fun.
Okay. All right, great. I like Austin, yeah. Sarah. All right, now we know the real reason, though. But I got to ask, like, was it really that bad?
Well, I mean, I told you it was my first time, so I didn't really know what to expect. But, yeah, it was weird. It, like, totally freaked me out.
Okay. Maybe you're just not ready to have visitors in that part of town right now. Maybe that's it.
Especially hipsters.
Maybe I just need to find some new visitors.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.